For me, the message is powerful when the mayor of a city that is 55% Latino, with a majority of our city who are Spanish speakers, like, we need that level of bilingual, bicultural understanding in our city. So for me, it's an important message to send that this is a leader who speaks your language.
I know your background is in economic development, but what are the biggest issues facing Allentown?
We've had a good number of the people in our city who haven't had their voice heard. You know, for some of them, it's because their principal language is Spanish and they're not comfortable communicating in English, but there's a lot of people who haven't known where to go or what to say. So we have a lot of work to do to open that door. And that's making sure that the channels are open, whether it's appearances on radio or doing town halls in our neighborhoods or having a more active social media presence. There's a lot to do on the communication side. And that's one big piece to get our arms around. The other one, and this is a long-term objective, is looking at the history of our city and our city administration, the culture in City Hall. We have to build on the foundation that's there now. There's workplace culture improvements that we have to make. Most of the people who are working in the city now worked under a mayor who had been indicted and who stuck it out through a trial. I think there was a level of trauma that people experienced. There's a level of trauma when your boss goes to jail. That's hard.
That's a surprising answer, but you make an interesting point. Is there still work to be done to deal with the fallout from former Mayor Ed Pawlowski's corruption conviction?
I think Mayor Ray O'Connell did a good job of kind of stabilizing everything for everybody. He gave them confidence that their mayor was on the up and up and that they could come to work every day and not have to worry about testifying or something like that. He gave everybody a level of confidence. Now we need to take it to that next level. He put us in a position now where we can move toward a more functional organization. And I thank him for the work that he's done in that regard. I'm looking forward to activating interdepartmental collaboration to build on this idea, this fundamental idea that we as government employees, our job is to serve the stakeholders of the city of Allentown. So our job is to serve the residents. And I can tell you this as somebody who tried to recruit investment to Allentown. When you go out to San Diego or you go to London or you go to Guangzhou, China, and you talk about the Lehigh Valley, they look at Allentown. And if the headline is bad, they're not coming. And it's true of companies, it's true of people. We have to make sure that the headline's good here. And that's going to require work, and it's going to require partnership work.